Hey, welcome to another thrill-packed episode of Conspiracy of the Insignificant, your pop culture oasis in a world full of stuff that, I don't know, our popular culture is pretty much dictated by the tastes of 12-year-old young ladies. That's right. Everything is demographically marketed towards that target audience, and they're the ones who dictate who's the top 40 hits. They're the ones who actually spend money and go out to the movies. So, indeed, we are in that culture. So the best thing you can possibly do is tune in, follow up, enjoy the things here on the Overnightscape Underground. That's right. And speaking of the new games, one of the greats of chess, in fact, possibly the greatest chess player of all time. Of course, I'm speaking about Bobby Fischer, who, you know, when I was growing up in the 1960s, I have to tell you, both of my grandfathers somehow took it in their head that I had to be the great young chess master, and they tried to make me learn to play chess. And I'm just, let's face it, I'm a terrible chess player. Somewhere around the 7th to 12th move, I make what I call the bonehead move, and that's pretty much the end of the party. In any case, what on earth is that? Hang on. La 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 la. Hey.
Rubber room, front house, rubber room, back house.
Ah, we have a dispatch from the front.
I just tried the Google phone, and now I thought I'd try the Google video.
Well, we'll know in a minute, since I was in the middle of recording something and I didn't stop because I knew it would be good.
Fantastic.
Modern technology.
I'm so glad I ruined your recording.
Oh, no, now you're part of the new show.
Telephone call from 100 yards away.
Yeah, from fruitcake toothpaste.
I'm calling live from the moon, where it's always Christmas.
Oh, man, Christmas on the moon.
Exactly. In August.
In August. Beautiful. Just beautiful.
Okay, well, very good to see you animated.
Yes, sort of. Am I there? Ooh.
Oh, yes.
Very.
Oh, wow.
Now
it's
you...
Like a... Just like I remember you.
Just like you saw me, 15 minutes ago.
Fantastic. This technology.
Oh, man. Well, the future is here. We may as well take advantage while we can.
I'm going to take you to the bathroom.
All right.
Sign off.
Bye-bye.
Audio.
Fruitcake toothpaste, everybody. Visiting, if you, as it were, if that was listenable. And, yeah, like all this modern technology, and we got the stream going, and we got an extreme stream. Anyways, I was talking about Bobby Fischer. And Bobby Fischer, the world's greatest chess player, at the end of his days, had developed his own variation, a new variation on chess, and I'm going to let Bobby tell you about it.
Random is a version of chess that I developed or invented, you could say, where you shuffle the back row of the pieces, not the pawns. The pawns stay the same on the second rank, right, of each player, right? You shuffle the back row of the pieces, and each side has the identical shuffle, so everything is symmetrical, just like in the old chess. And there are just a couple of rules. One rook has to be to the left of the king. One rook has to be to the right of the king. One bishop has to be on a light-colored square and one on a dark-colored square. For each side.
You understand?
And that's basically it. And then when you castle, we don't say you're castling king side or queen side. We use algebraic notation. We say you're castling A side or H side. Now, when you castle H side, that's like short castling, right? When you castle A side, that's like long castling. Now, it doesn't matter where the king and the rook start out. After you castle into the standard castling position. It's very simple. You can learn the rules in about 2 minutes, right, Eugene?
Sounds kind of fun and interesting, and definitely different. It sounds like it would kind of equalize chess players a little better than the, just somebody who has 400 opening move sequences memorized. I don't think you could memorize that way, which I think is the reason that he started doing that in the first place. Oh, man. And, of course, our mentor, Gene Shepherd, was a good friend of the young Bobby Fischer. He used to go up to the studio. In fact, if you go to any reliable archive of Gene Shepherd, in 1971, there's a show called Mean People. And he reminisces about Bobby Fischer there, and it's some interesting stuff. Idea for our future collaborations, either on stream or recorded, an ongoing series that doesn't necessarily have to have anybody as a host, but the unifying concept would be five topics. Two hosts. The idea of this is each brings five topics to the table, and they're gone over. What you think, eh? Well, while you're thinking, here's some Bob and Ray.
Now we invite you to journey with us through space and time to the distant future for another strange story from
the galaxy of the baboons.
And for our latest weird adventure, we must move through a time warp to the year 6128. A superior race of monkeys has taken over the universe, and as a hot sun burns down on the barren landscape, we see one of the creatures loping into his dwelling place.
Well, thank heaven that's done, Margaret.
Did you have trouble getting our pet human to the kennel, Harold?
Of course I had trouble. Always have trouble with that confounded human. Trying to drive with him climbing all over the car and licking my face. It's a wonder I didn't have an accident.
Well, I'm sorry. I guess I should have gone along, but I was hoping he'd behave himself.
What?
I said I should have gone along, but I just have so much packing for our vacation yet to do.
Well, that didn't sound like what you said the first time.
Well, it's not important.
Sometimes I think getting ready for a vacation is more trouble than it's worth. Just get out on the highway, bumper to bumper, with a million other monkeys.
Well, I hope you won't get so upset this year every time you get caught behind a big truck.
That's the rude gorillas that drive those things that bug me. They ought to be hanging from a tree by their tails.
Harold, a gorilla doesn't have a tail any more than you do. I just wish you weren't so prejudiced against everybody who's not a baboon.
What?
I said you're prejudiced. You should understand that gorillas are apes, just like we are.
That didn't sound like what you said the first time.
Well, it's the same thing.
What?
Oh, for heaven's sakes, Harold, will you stop saying what and go upstairs and finish packing?
That didn't sound like what you said the first time.
Well, never mind what I said the first time. My stars, we'll never make it to the city before dark if we don't get going. You always say you hate to drive at night.
Well, it's those humans darting across the road in the dark that bother me. I don't know why their owners can't keep them fenced up.
Well, I doubt if the ones you see on the road belong to anybody. They aren't wearing collars or license tags.
What?
They aren't domestic. They're just running wild.
That didn't sound like what you said the first time.
And so we journey back across the endless reaches of space and time to our own world as we know it. But soon, we'll be making another fantastic voyage into the future when we'll hear Harold say,
$24 for this room that doesn't even have color television.
That's in the next strange episode of
The Galaxy of the Baboons.
From their later WOR stuff, Bob and Ray, stuff to laugh at. And Conspiracy of the Insignificant is brought to you by Rubber Room Entertainment Laboratories, the Overnightscape Underground. Thanks for listening. Tune in again real soon.